From the shadows of the radio towers,
this is the Gay PHX Podcast.
Your weekly dose of real talk,
queer joy,
and community connection.
It's gonna be a good day, and everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Howdy, Phoenix. Arizona just wrapped up one of the most electric weekends of the season, the Arizona Pub Title Weekend. Big congrats to Midnight, your newly crowned Arizona Pub Title holder. We're hoping to have him on the podcast soon. And a huge thank you to everyone who stopped by the Gay PHX booth at the meet and greet and the contest. We absolutely loved getting to meet so many of you in person. Your support means the world to us. Now, speaking of pups, during today's episode, you might catch the sound of a few paws in the background. That's just my home crew chiming in. They're not on the guest list, but you try telling them that. This week, we're bringing you two conversations that shine the light on the power of pride, presence, and community. First, we're talking with DM Star, your Mr. AGRA 2025, about stepping into the spotlight, embracing authenticity, and representing with heart. Then we sit down with Andre, the manager of Ozbar, to talk about building chosen family, bringing neighborhood charm to nightlife, and why trivia prizes wrapped in mystery might be the key to community magic. So pull up a seat and let me tell you a tale or two. But first, here's Brian with what's happening this week across Gay PHX.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast,
where community comes first.
Hey, hey, Phoenix. It's time for another round of Brian's Hot 3, where I give you three can't-miss events from across the valley that are fun, fabulous, and full of local flavor. Let's get into it. Saturday, May 10th, is the Rainbow Rumble at Newtown, 4 p.m. It's time for another Rainbow Rumble presented by Phoenix Gamers, every second and fourth Saturday at Newtown Saloon. Registration starts at 4 and it's just $5 to play. Prizes go out to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place, so bring your A-game, flex those buttons and mashing skills. Level up, show up, and let's rumble. Saturday continues with Chrome at Pato's Bunkhouse, 9 p.m. What turns you on? Leather, rubber, sports gear, pup play? Chrome is back at Pato's Bunkhouse and it's serving up all your favorite fetishes. Expect on-site BDSM demos and sample stations for the curious and the kinky. DJs Emerson, Heiser, and Moody will be spinning all night as the crowd heats things up. $7 before 10, $10 after. 21 plus only, please. Gear up and get down. Monday, May 12th is Money Monday Pokino at Newtown, 8 p.m. sharp. Let's kick off the week with something exciting. Play starts at 8 p.m. sharp, and late arrivals won't be allowed to join. It's free to play, easy to learn, plus you've got a shot at the growing cash jackpot. Why settle for a boring Monday when you could be laughing, winning, and hanging out with your queer crew? Check with the bar for each week's jackpot total, but trust us, it's worth showing up for. And that's your Brian's Hot 3. Want more events, more photos, more fabulous in your life? Head to gayphx.com and get the latest on everything fun, local, and queer in the desert. Coming up to you from the shadows of the radio station, I'm Brian, and that's what's hot. We'll see you there.
Want all the details? Head over to gayphx.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
More stories, more voices, more pride.
You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Hey, Phoenix, this Friday we're sending our AML brothers off in style. Join the Arizona Men of Leather at Anvil as we celebrate four of our own heading to IML in Chicago. We've got complimentary cake, a champagne toast, and a premium title holder basket raffle from Mr. Anvil Phoenix himself, Ben Calderon.
Sold.
It starts at 9 p.m. at Anvil, Arizona's one and only leather, Levi, and fetish bar. Let's make it a night to remember. Details at arizonamenofleather.org.
Another voice, another vibe. another reason we love this community.
Today, we're welcoming someone who embodies charisma, courage, and cowboy realness. He's a dazzling performer, a passionate advocate, and your current Mr. AGRA 2025. That's the Arizona Gay Rodeo Association, for those just tuning in. Whether he's lighting up the stage or showing up for the LGBTQ plus community across the state, he brings heart and pride to everything that he does. Welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, DM Star. And welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with the basics. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is the persona DM Star?
All right. So I am my name is Michael Nyer. Entertainment name is DM Star. I was born in upstate New York in the suburb where I was a awkward, gay, overweight, unfashionable boy that is trying to fit in. And so the first half of the year I was at Rhodes Junior High was the worst experience ever. But nonetheless, I was bullied from the bus station to school to the lunch cafeteria and back home. And school was always my favorite thing because I love the arts and music and all of that. So I always enjoyed going to school where others were like, no, we don't like school. So for me to skip school, my mom discovered something's going on, something's wrong. And that's when she discovered the hard way that I was being bullied by a group of kids that lived in the neighborhood where we were renting until we eventually moved to Chandler, Arizona, where I graduated and was the first 400-pound show choir member in Chandler High 1989, where I graduated from. Trying to make it a long story short, but yeah. It was inspired by my best friend slash brother of another mother of another color slash sister, celebrity star, but we've been friends, best friends throughout. And I've also just recently been reacquainted with another friend, Aurora Gayheart, who's been known in the scene as well. They both encouraged me, which is where the rodeo became a new inspiration for me. And so they were a part of that. And I had the chance last year to tag along with them, experience the behind the scenes as well as up front in what goes on with the rodeo and royalty and entertainment aspect as well.
So for listeners who might not be familiar, what exactly is AGRA and what kind of work does the organization do for our community?
So AGRA is Arizona Gay Rodeo Association. We are an inclusive organization. It's a non-profit, although we do have members that pay a membership like myself, which is approximately $25, but that's for the entire year. It welcomes everybody and anybody from rodeo, but you don't necessarily have to be affiliated with rodeo. If you love animals, you love horses, you love goats, we welcome everyone. There's no age limit, and it's been we do the events when it comes to rodeo at the Corona Ranch in the South Phoenix area near Levine and Baseline.
Yeah, it's just down the street from us.
Okay, so yeah, it's been held there since 1983 or 85, I want to say.
Wow.
so it's at its 50th anniversary. There's a lot of rodeos for straight people that have experienced bad experiences from their rodeos. And so we welcome everyone from that may be dealing with whatever it may be negatively. We extend open arms to anyone that may have experienced, may not have experienced. You can volunteer. You can be a spectator. It's family friendly, so it could be. There's no age limit, so we welcome young at heart. So it's for all ages.
Excellent. And what first drew you to AGRA and the world of gay rodeo?
Well, it kind of goes full circle because I've always had a love for animals since childhood. And in growing up, I was born in the 70s, so we didn't have all the electronic accesses or social medias like we have now. I would use my imagination. I had a neighbor friend who, the next door neighbor, his grandmother owned the property in the back, which was farmland. So I would always enjoy when he was around because do whatever our imagination took us, pretend to be animals, make animal sounds, because we didn't live next door to someone close by. It would be like yards and yards away from the next neighbor, so we could scream, make animal sounds as loud as we wanted to without disturbing anybody because there was not anybody close by next door to us. So, and being an introvert, I can, pass the time away and, whether I had my best friend there or they weren't there, I'd be outside enjoying the outdoors or whatever. Whether it be summer heat or winter blizzards or whatever.
And what does it mean for you to hold the title of Mr. AGRA for 2025?
For me, it has to do with ambassadorship. So I am an ambassador, a representative in the AGRA, not only as an ambassador, but as a spokesperson in somewhat of a way, but also being visible and being welcoming for everyone, no matter what your background, no judgment. I'm a non-judgment person. I'm a welcoming person. I'm a person that encourages to make friends with everyone. And I have that instilled in me because I have also, after high school, the entertaining and putting smile on people's faces encourages me to inspire people to take away from their daily lives. And so as a representative of AGRA, I'm advocating to be more visible for everyone.
And as an introvert, is that a challenge for you?
It can be, yes. It's a double-edged sword for myself because I grew up being shy, and it took a lot of courage and confidence in myself to build that. And it's a work in progress. I've come a long way from years past before, because I've always been a person in the shadow when it comes to being a male dancer for drag queens for talent competitions, talent categories for their pageants, and also being a dresser sometimes. So we're not in the limelight, and I'm also, you know, an introvert. When I'm done for what I do, I am at home.
With all your experience around being around all this different competitions, helping behind the scenes, when you went to go for the title, how did you prepare for the competition to finally be up front?
Well, I appreciate that question, because it may have, to some people that were there, thought maybe it looked easy, but it really wasn't. For one, when I say about arts that I love, and I include music as also that passion, so my choices of music have always been non-country musics. I like some country artists, but I'm not a I'm not typically a cowboy country guy, although my roots have always been the farm animals, horses, my love for that. So it kind of goes full circle at the same time, I was freaking nervous and stressed, because for one, I'm not a country person.
Well, I mean, you're in front of all those people.
And that would be another thing too, because I mean, it takes an acquired person to be able to do something like that in front of a group of people, whether it be a small group or a large group. And all of it was new for me. So there were questions, there were Western wear, you know, there were different categories for certain things. So yeah, I'm not going to lie, it was a huge challenge, but with their help, they helped me to gain my confidence and not say, I can't do this. And so I did.
Well, it does take a lot to get in front of there. So, you know, congratulations on overcoming your introvertedness to be able to do that. So I admire that. I'm on a podcast. I'm heavily edited, so it's easier for me than talking in front of people live.
Well, I hope this can encourage those that are out there that have questions in their mind, like I have throughout my life, of certain things, that if I can do it, anybody can do it too, if you just keep your mind focused on, you know, the positive of it, and don't think about the other stuff.
That's a motto I live by. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
So yes, I agree.
You had mentioned people and kind of invited them to the gay rodeo. So to someone who's never been to a gay rodeo before, what could they expect?
Expect a lot of nonstop competitions in the arena. There's horse pole racing, there's flag racing with horses where it's timed by speed. We also offer volunteers from spectators, if they wish to compete, where it's nothing difficult, but it is a race for speed on the fastest time when it comes to goat dressing, where two people run and on the other end there's a person from royalty sitting on the goat's rope, so they're not running away. One has to pick up the hind legs of a goat, and the other person with them has to put on the underwear on the goat. And the fastest one that does it, they have to, after they do that, they run to back to where they started from, and the fastest time wins. So there is that opportunity for spectators to participate or watch. And then another category would be wild drag race, where a spectator puts on a wig and a dress and they hop on the horse and they got to stay on it for a certain amount of time to get to across the certain line they have in the stadium. So those are two opportunities for spectators who wish to do that, if they wish to, or they can watch. Otherwise, it's nonstop fun watching contestants competing, whether it be horses or the bulls or the cows, where they gotta flip them on their backs and the fastest time wins. So there's a variety of fun things to see and experience.
And for anyone who's listening that wants to get involved, what are some ways that people can support AGRA in the participate in events?
But AGRA.com, the main website, and there's tons of information of things happening and the rodeos, and our next rodeo here will be next February.
Excellent. And finally, how can people follow you, stay connected, or reach out if they want to support what you're doing?
My Facebook, DM Star, they can follow me there. And it's D as in dancer, M as in Michael, Star with two R's.
All righty, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Billy. I appreciate it. I appreciate you inviting me.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Have a car or you get drop off at the Melrose neighborhood.
This is the Rainbow on Wheels.
If you go to Bun House, if you go to Charlie's, if you go to Thunderbird Lounge, or even Stacy's, they got you back to back. All the bars at the Melrose neighborhood, Rainbow on Wheels got you. The rates are only $4 per person, $6 per couples. If you have a whole group, it's $9. And they also have like a night pass for $10. And the space is amazing. It's very comfy. It's very safe. It's quick. It's cheap. You gotta try it. Please follow their page. Me as your Mr. Phoenix Fry, I recommend this service. Rainbow and Wheels at Melrose neighborhood.
Uplifting the community.
One business at a time.
It's the Business Spotlight.
You know that feeling when the music hits just right and the drinks are strong and the vibe is undeniably Oz? But behind the scenes, it takes serious hustle to keep karaoke nights, pool tournaments, poker games, and darts running smoothly. Welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Andre, the bar manager of Oz.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
Welcome. Thanks for coming out. So what first brought you into the bar scene?
Well, I have a degree in entertainment and I have a degree in business, and I've never used both of them at the same time. In my regular day-to-day, I'm a senior copywriter for an advertising agency in Louisiana, and I've been with them for 6 years, and I this past September, they made the executive decision that I needed to be an on-call position, which meant that I had a lot of time on my hands. And at about the same time, I had been going to Oz because it's in my neighborhood, and I made a lot of friends there. But I noticed that they didn't have any real management. And so I talked with the owner. I was like, listen, I've got some time. And he was open to the idea, and so boom. Now I'm the manager.
And you were like, yep, this is my place.
Yeah, I really do like the place quite a bit. And it's a neighborhood bar. It's got its own niche. And I think that's important to be able to serve the community, to serve the neighborhood. It's also the host bar for Los Amigos del Sol, which is great. If you're not familiar with Los Amigos del Sol, the lads, for short, They are the Valley's oldest LGBTQIA social club. It was founded in Valentine's Day of 1976.
Wow.
I know next year is going to be their 50th anniversary. So very proud to be their host bar for most of their events. And it's just a really nice community.
Well, how do you do it? You've got darts. You've got karaoke. You've got pool. You've got poker. Am I missing anything? Trivia.
Yeah, I personally have angina. It's just a matter of being consistent. You know that we know that Mondays and Saturdays we've got trivia. Monday nights 7:30. Saturdays we have it at 5:30. Every night we do poker, and actually we're just changing poker now to get people more re-energized about it. I'm teaching classes at 6 o'clock on Tuesday nights to teach people how to play Texas Hold'em. We're doing a kind of a league rule thing where people can sign in when they get to the bar for the first time that they've played poker with us. Every time they play, they get a point. If they come in second or third, they get 2 points. If they come in first, they get 3 points. Well, once we have 16 people that have gathered 20 points or more, we're going to have a throwdown for $300 as the top prize.
Wow.
And I love playing poker. I'm not sure if you know the history of the game, but it comes from a word that literally means to brag. And
I do not know that. No.
And that is, I like that it's not even humble brag when it comes to the game. There's a lot of can I say shit talking?
Of course, yes.
Yes, there is a lot of shit talking going on, and I love that. Our poker players become very close.
And what's the one Oz event that you always look forward to?
The one Oz event that I always look forward to, that's a tough one. I think our Los Amigos del Sol does a Thanksgiving lunch or giving thanks luncheon is what they call it, right around Thanksgiving. And everybody brings a dish. And there's such goodwill and kindness in the room. And I think that really just captures the heart of, you know, what I want the bar to be. And I think what I hope we're delivering on.
And what's the secret to managing a team that has got so much going on?
I think it's to be supportive of the people that have to do the work. We have some great bartenders. We have 7 fantastic bartenders. You know, all of them at different experience levels. All of them are very different people. But you know, making sure that they have what they need to feel supported in their role, because essentially most of our bartenders are working by themselves. And the way I would explain it is, like, you know, this is your house. This is your party. From during your shift, you know, you can make it whatever it is that you want it to be, you know, and make sure that the people that come into your party feel like they belong. And I think that's worked so far.
So you empower the bartenders. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, I mean, I think just a rule of management, no matter what it is you do, you need to empower the people that you work with. You know, I'm a manager. I'm a supporting role. I'm part of the supporting cast.
I understand. It's like with the podcasting. It's your story. I'm just here to facilitate it.
Well, I'm glad we agree on that.
Now, you talk about communities. It's gathering place. What does community mean to you and overall Oz?
Well, I think particularly in the gay community, and we use that word quite a bit. You know, some people would even use the word family. And to me, community is the remedy for loneliness. We're living in a time where we've never been so connected, and yet we're seeing record numbers of people declaring that they're lonely. And I feel like it's a place for people to be able to connect with other people. I mean, I love that it's named Oz. You know, I'm looking for people that have heart, that have intelligence, that have courage to be who they are, and find those friendships, find those meaningful connections. You know, as a bar, if we're facilitating that, I feel like we're serving more than just drinks.
Speaking of that, have you seen any friendships or romances or wild moments that unfold?
Well, yeah, we're in a bar, you know. You know, we've seen people who have found Mr. or Mrs. Right, or, you know, in some cases, Mr. or Mrs. Right now. We've got, you know, amazing friendships that have lasted for decades among some of our older clients. You know, I like that, or I love that Oz is their place.
And what's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song depends on what mood I'm in. I will usually sing Simply Red, Don't You Forget About Me, because I am a child of the 80s. Or I will sing Carol Channing, because I am just that gay.
You're that gay. I love it.
I don't need rhinestones.
I love it.
Yes, baby.
And what's the strongest drink on the menu?
Oh, the strongest drink on the menu? Oh, wow. There's some that'll knock you out in your hiney. Golly, I haven't even thought about that. What would I never, ever order? Honestly, it is dealer's choice when it comes to something like that. I've expanded our repertoire of drinks, certainly.
I saw you now have a printed drink menu.
We have a menu.
And I was like, what is this?
We are so bougie now. No, we're not bougie. But I did want to have a menu because I want people to be able to expand their drinking repertoire. You know, it's like you can only... You know, I have a tendency to change out what I personally drink per season, per year. It's like I think I've gone past my bourbon phase. Now I'm going to be edging into my gin phase, and I want people to be able to expand their horizons. Like I'm from New Orleans originally, and you know we are a cocktail culture there, and. Nobody here had ever heard of or had, I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people had never heard of a Pimm's Cup, and it's my favorite drink of all time.
I've not heard of it.
And so I put it on the menu, and now a lot of people are like, that's my favorite.
What is it?
Pimm's is a, it's called Pimm's Number One. It's a British liquor it's gin-based. It's been infused with all these spices and herbs. And you mix it with lemon juice and ginger ale, and then you shove a whole bunch of fruit in it like it's some sort of British sangria, and it's delicious. It is so good.
I'm going to have to try one of those.
You have to try one.
That sounds really good. Okay, so poker, darts, pool, or karaoke, which one's your personal favorite?
My personal favorite is always going to be poker because I know how to play poker. If you ask me to play pool, I will nod. And I will like, I know you hit things with sticks. But other than, or darts, I know that I have to throw this little thing and get it on the board over there. But, you know, we have amazing dart players. We have amazing pool players. I'm just not one of them. Yeah.
And let's talk more about your trivia, both Saturday and Monday nights.
That's right. I'm the trivia master. I'm the Quizzard of Oz.
Oh, I love that title. Oh, that's awesome.
And so on Monday nights, we do something called Dive Bar Trivia. And because it's Monday night, it's chill. I've got these ridiculous prizes that I wrap up, that things that I just find in places that I'm like... That is absolutely so ridiculous. Someone should win that. And so I just
no one's going to buy it, so right. They have to win it.
So I keep a collection of just this random crap that I wrap up, and that you could win. And people look forward to that more than anything, I think. But it's fun. You play on your smartphone. It's really easy, laid back, but it's so silly. And then on Saturday, it's If I Only Had a Brain Trivia. And same format where you play on your phone, but the prizes are a little bit better. And and the competition is a little bit more steep.
Interesting. And what time is that on Saturday?
That's on Saturdays, it's 5:30. On Mondays, it's 7:30.
Excellent. Anything new coming up at Oz that you're excited about?
Oh, man, there's always something new coming up at Oz. We've got a couple of really cool things. Los Amigos del Sol, they always host their own poker tournament once a quarter. Our next quarterly poker tournament, that's going to be May 9th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. There's a $100 prize. It's free to play. They do ask for donations if you can make one, but there's going to be a shot special, 50-50 raffle. There's this, you can buy a chance to roll dice and get more chips up till the first chip up. That's a lot of fun. This is going to be the third annual Tony Perowitz Morningwood Derby race at Oz on Saturday, May the 24th. This is such a wackadoo thing. I'm not sure. Were you a Boy Scout?
I was, actually.
So you remember Pinewood Derbies?
I do.
Well, you can go over to Oz and you can buy your own Pinewood Derby kit. We sell them cut and uncut. Nothing implied there. Uncut is $15. $20 will get you a cut one. And that also includes your entry into the Pinewood Derby race. We set up a track all the way along the wall. It's very high tech. It has like the little laser thing that grades, you know, how fast you were going and all
that.
And we have prizes for first, second, third, best decorated, best name. It's so goofy, and we have such a great time doing that. I even if you don't participate and you just want to come watch a bunch of adults relive their childhood in a Pinewood Derby, it's worth it just for that.
I'm down. I feel like we need to get one and make a gay PHX one that we can have in the race.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, you could probably print your own.
Would it be regulation?
As long as it's under 5 ounces, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Can you do a plastic pine wood? I don't know. Be creative. That's all I got to say.
We're down with doing that.
Yeah.
And finally, how can listeners find out what's happening at Oz and follow all along with all the adventures?
Well, right now, the best place to find us is to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Ozbar Phoenix. If anybody wants to be on an email list, ozbarphoenix@gmail.com. That's how to get in touch with us directly. We're at 1804 West Bethany Home. That's Phoenix, Arizona, 85015. And there is a website that's going to be coming soon, but baby steps at this point. I'm getting there.
We can help you with that.
Thank you.
Andre, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Billy, you're awesome. Brian's awesome. Your dogs are awesome. Your studio is awesome. And Gay Phoenix is awesome and is doing great things for our community. We appreciate it.
Pride isn't just a weekend. It's a way of life on the Gay PHX podcast.
Phoenix, are you ready to unlock your wild side?
Chrome is back Friday, May 10th at Pat O's Bunkhouse Saloon. Join Arizona Men of Leather for a night where leather meets lust and dance meets desire. From 9 p.m. till 2 a.m., DJ Emerson, Hi Sir, and Moody are taking you deep into the night. Live BDSM demos, high energy beats, zero judgment. Come explore in a safe, sane, and consensual space.
Find your tribe. Find your thrill. Find your fetish.
Chrome, Friday, May 10th, only at Pat O's, 4428 North 7th Avenue in Phoenix.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.
From DM Star's journey of courage and visibility to Andre's mission of building a welcoming, vibrant space in Oz, this week's guests remind us that community thrives when everyone shows up as their full selves. Whether you're in the rodeo arena, behind the bar, or just cheering from the sidelines, your presence matters. And don't forget to check out the photos from the Arizona Pup Title Weekend. They're live now at gayphx.com, along with our event calendar and everything happening across the valley. And we just want to say we see your ratings and reviews on iTunes, and it blows us away. Thank you for the love. Every star, every comment, every share means more than you know. Got something you want to hear on the show? Well, call the new Gay PHX feedback line at 602-GAY-9482. That's 602-429-9482. And leave us a message. You just might hear yourself on an upcoming episode. And as always, if you like what you heard, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And check out GayPHX.com for weekend photos, events, and to tell us who we should feature next. This is your community podcast, and your voice belongs here. See you next week.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast, because fabulous people deserve fabulous conversations.